Welcome to A Trifling Place, a podcast dedicated to exploring the ins and outs of Charlotte. So about a month ago, reporter Lisa Miller handed me a book called How to Speak Southern. It has some funny tips on how to exaggerate a Southern drawl, but it wasn't too surprising. I mean, it's pretty easy to identify a Southern accent, but it got me thinking. I have no idea what a Charlottean sounds like. In New York, I can easily tell what part of the city you're from by your accent. In Charlotte, I still can't tell the tourists apart from the people who live here. So that's one reason we launched the Charlotte Accent Project, on a quest to find the one true Charlotte accent. Here's my sample of what we asked you to read. My name is Tesneem Shama, and I'm from Queens, New York. I was born in 1989. I currently live in Charlotte. My family is from Bangladesh. Some of my friends and I caught some fish at a pool at the bottom of the hill. We baked the fish for dinner, and then we drove back to my house on a country road to Charlotte. And now here's how many of you sound reading it.
Hello, my name is Becky Johnson Heaton.
My name is Lauren Gonzalez.
My name is Bruce Steels.
My name is Ashley Witherspoon.
I was born in 1953 at Mercy Hospital in Charlotte.
And I am from Miami. I was born in 1969.
And I'm from Greensboro, North Carolina.
I was born in the year, I'd rather not say.
I was born in 2003.
And I currently live in Myers Park.
I currently live in Plaza Midwood.
And my family is from Charlotte, North Carolina.
I currently live in Salisbury.
I currently live in Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
I currently live in Davidson.
Some of my friends and I caught some fish.
Some of my friends and I caught some fish.
Some fish at a pool at the bottom of the hill.
Fish at the pole at the bottom of the hill.
We baked the fish for dinner.
We baked the fish for dinner.
And then we drove back to my house.
And then we drove back to my house.
Then we drove back to my house on a country road.
And then we drove back to my house on a country road to Charlotte.
That's about 25 of the 50 people who called in or stopped by our studios to participate. Now, I'm no trained linguist, but Professor Boyd Davis sure is. She's from Louisville, Kentucky, and she moved to Charlotte in 1966.
My basic accent is Kentucky, and I'm from a tri-dialect region, which primarily is hit by the impact of the Ohio River. You have some southern features, some midwestern features, and some that nobody knows where they came from, but they went up and down the river.
She's a professor of linguistics and gerontology at UNC Charlotte. And she helps with a project called New South Voices, where there are more than 700 voices already documented.
So it sounds like you've done some research in this area?
For about 45, 50 years, yes.
Oh, wow, okay.
She confirmed what I was beginning to suspect, that I had set myself up for failure.
I'm going to move your microphone and show you a map of Charlotte.
Okay.
It's not a good map, but it will show you that there are a mélange of accents in Charlotte. There is no one Charlotte accent. People I've interviewed over the last 30 years have told me that they think that Charlotte sounds white bread. In other words, it sounds vaguely urban, vaguely white, not awfully southern.
I haven't even been here long, but ouch, that hurts. She says that we can sound that way now because of class differences and settlement patterns. So it's not really that we're white bread, we just have a really interesting mix going on here. Professor Davis moves her hand along major roads to show me the different accents within the region.
See the road leading out to Belmont, Gastonia, Kings Mountain, Cherryville? Not Cherryville, Cherryville, Lincolnton, and Shelby. Those are foothills. And there will be more Southern Appalachian features in foothills pronunciation. Here we are moving out Pineville to Fort Mill to Rock Hill. Here you have more of what you might think of a slightly more southern accent with greater deletion of R's. You'll see some of that in this area in Old Charlotte, Myers Park. And I just pronounced it the way people who were older in the 70s would have said Myers Park. They shop at Montaldo.
Davis explains that dialects developed along professional lines as well. On Highway 49 in Concord, mill workers came down from the mountain areas and had their own accent. And mill workers sounded very different from farmers.
I was born in the 1930s at the end of the Depression, and times were different then.
That's Charlotte native Parks Helms. He's an attorney and longtime local politician.
Charlotte used to be a textile center. Textiles, cotton mills were the major economic driver in the early years. My grandfather was a carpenter, and members of my father's family, many worked in the mills. They worked in Louise Mill, which was on Louise Avenue here in Charlotte, or some of them worked at Highland Park Mills. In those days, the textile mills were working 24 hours a day, and the people who worked in the mills developed a strong ethical and moral character.
Helms says the mill workers and their children worked hard to get an education and become doctors and lawyers and leaders in the community. He says he's noticed how the influx of new people from all over the country has helped shape the language and direction of the city.
What we have been able to enjoy here in Charlotte is a rich variety of languages, but we've always had the language, the linguistic touch that came out of those early years. People working in the cotton mills, they had their own language. They had their own way of expressing their thoughts. The farming community, growing cotton, which was a big product, they had their own way of expressing themselves.
You can expect the accents to disappear over time, says another linguistics professor at UNC Charlotte, Rebecca Roeder. She says it happens through a process called leveling.
It's going to happen through the children meeting each other at school and being influenced by their peers and speaking in ways that they hear other kids speaking. So then you begin to have an urban-rural distinction where a lot of this leveling is happening in Charlotte, but then there's going to be some still very distinctive dialects in the rural areas, even as close as Shelby, Gastonia, Concord, not that far out, and also within the city, still within various neighborhoods. For example, West Mecklenburg is maybe going to still have some unique dialect features where there hasn't been quite as much mobility or out movement, where you still maybe have a group of people that speak a similar dialect and that can be carried on.
Another example is Plaza Midwood. Professor Roeder says it used to have a distinctive dialect, but in the last decade, it's become really hip and a popular spot for newcomers from all over the country to move to. So now it's a neighborhood in transition, kind of like all of Charlotte, and the way people speak reflects that transition. But still, there's something about the sound of Parks Helms' voice that draws me in. So I asked him how I could sound like him.
Do you have any advice on how I can sound more like a Charlottean?
Oh, I think you have a very... I don't hear as well as I do, but I can understand your voice. You are well-spoken, and my advice to you is just be who you are. Speak what in a way that makes you comfortable. I could have known that you didn't come from Charlotte, but at the same time, you have a personality and a voice that makes you welcome. And you should enjoy that welcome.
So there you have it. Be who you are, y'all. This is Tasneem Shama for A Trifling Place.